I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Jackie Pfeiffer, he's one of the world's great pastry chefs. You might have seen him in a documentary a few years back called Kings of Pastry. Pfeiffer's the co-owner of the French Pastry School in Chicago. He teaches young chefs everything from tarte aux framboises, or raspberry tart, to chocolate eclairs. But if you ask him for something close to his heart, he'll tell you about a special bread from his homeland. In the latest installment of our ongoing look at global chefs and tastemakers, Pfeiffer tells us about Kugelhopf.
I grew up in Alsace in France, on the east side of France, in a small bakery run by my father and my mom. The name of the village is Marlenheim. There's about 3,000 people living in the village, and that village had three bakeries, which is a lot, but they were all busy. People in France love to come in the morning, buy bread, and just enough bread for the day, and then that's it. The Kugelhopf is the most famous bread in Alsace. Every family has one, especially during celebrations or just on weekends. It's kind of like a brioche, but with not so much butter, kind of like a poor's man brioche, you could say, and then the flavor of the kirsch in the raisins and then the almonds on top just adds some exciting features. A baker has to get organized before he starts a project. There's no panicking, there's no freaking out, there's no winging in pastry. It started because Alsace is a region where they have clay that works really well for mold making, and they've been making molds since the Middle Ages. The Kugelhopf mold is kind of like a bun-shaped mold that has a hole in the center, but such molds are also made in completely different shapes. Fish, lobsters, fleur-de-lis, all of these shapes have a symbolic meaning. For instance, a lobster is a synonym of fertility because families at the time wanted a lot of children. Don't ask me why. And if you ever seen fish eggs or lobster eggs, they have thousands of eggs, yeah? So families would make a cake before the end of the year in the shape of a lobster, hoping that the next year they would have a child. The fleur-de-lis molds obviously come from before 1789, while we still had kings before they cut their heads off. And there is a Christmas mold, it's shaped in a star. People would make it, and then it would be eaten with the entire family, always for good luck, always hoping for a better next year. Noël, Noël, si loin de ma maison. So I'm going to cut through the Kugelhopf. It's still a little warmish. The flavor that we are looking for in a mold like this, in an antique mold like this, is the flavor of baked butter, baked over many generations. To me, it's fascinating that some molds have survived not only 300 years of baking, but also 300 years of war. I mean, just take World War I and World War II. When Germany invaded Alsace, right away, we were always the first one in line, and a lot of destruction, a lot of pillage. But then there was many wars before that. So imagine having a mold that is 300 years old and that survived all this. And here I am baking with that mold. It's just, to me, it's just fascinating.
That's pastry chef Jackie Pfeiffer, originally from Alsace, France. He told his story to The World's Alex Galifant. Pfeiffer's made thousands upon thousands of Kugelhopfs in his time. If you want to make your own, we've got the recipe from Pfeiffer's new book, The Art of French Pastry. It's online at PRI.org.